I've been watching too many horror films. That's what's been happening. I've been fucking a bit too horror daft recently. I watched The Terrifier 3 yesterday. So I did. Which is fucking mad. So it is. And like, I don't know. The horror film thing, like, I get into horror films when I was old. Not when I was young, because it was a shitebag. Because it was a total fucking shitebag. Listen, I'm going to need to be honest with you before we go any further. My leg, it's my butt. It's like the left-hand side of my ass. It's like through my hip. It's like from the bottom of my hip down my leg is fucking agony, man. And I'll tell you why. Because I'm a fucking idiot. That's why. That's the main reason. That's the main reason why, because I'm a fucking idiot, and it doesn't matter how many times I do a thing, I don't learn the lesson. The other day I bought a pair of thermals, because I've been fucking freezing. I've been the coldest person in the whole of fucking Europe, so I have. It's been, and what I done was, I bought them because I've been out working, and it's been so cold. Like, I've been in here, and it's like, it's freezing. But the thing is, I'm only in here for like, when I'm doing the podcast, and then that's me away. Like, whereas when I used to have the old unit, I was in there all day and I was freezing all fucking day. So I bought thermals, which, to be fair, when I bought them, I was like, this is going to be the end of me, so it is. And I had them on this morning. I put them on this morning when I woke up and I drove here. And by the time I got here, my back was fucked. Like, before, it's been twinging. It's been twinging for the last couple of days because I haven't been looking after myself. I haven't been stretching. I haven't been doing that. I haven't been doing any sort of mobility stuff or anything like that. And then when the cold hits, because I'm old, because that's me 38 now and I'm an old man, like, that's, everything just fucking seizes up. And it's always this side, but I'll be honest. I'll be completely honest right now. It's not, see, when I started this thing, I mean, I've nearly been doing this thing 2 years. I was thinking about it the other day. Like, when I get to episode 104, that is 2 years worth of episodes that I've done. When I first started this, my back was fucked. It is nowhere near that. It's nowhere near that. And it's obviously because I have been doing something. But see the tightness? See those fucking, because they were like dead furry. I was jealous because my good lady wife got a set of these fucking leggings, right? And they're like dead, they look kind of Christmassy. They've got a Christmas colour about them. They're about kind of like a dark red, like a maroon colour. Do you know what I mean? And they're all fleecy on the inside. And I was like that. She's like, they're great. They're fucking roasting. I was like, I really fucking want a set of them. So I got a set and I went with my waist size. Like, that's what I've done. Do you know what I mean? It said, like, whatever your waist size is. And I've been wearing the wrong size of shit for ages. I told you that anyway. I've been wearing the wrong size of shoes. Well, it turns out I think I have always been wearing the wrong size of shoes. I thought I was a 12, but I'm not a 12. Then I thought I was an 11. And then I was out, and I really needed a new pair of trainers because my other trainers were fucked. And I was doing a thing, and I was like, I need a pair of trainers that don't make me look like an absolute. I think it was a wedding I was going to, and I was like, I need a pair of trainers that aren't absolutely fucking caked in paint. Do you know what I mean? Because you could pick the masonry paint off these shoes that I'm wearing. And like, I was like that. I got a set. I went into JD Sports, I think, with my youngest. And I was in there looking at trainers, and everything's fucking pure expensive. We went into Sports Direct. I hate Sports Direct. I hate it. I hate everything to do with Sports Direct. There's nothing about Sports Direct that I like. It's just fucking, it just annoys me. It also annoys me because I'm sure the guy that owns Sports Direct is a total plumph. Like, which is the same reason why I don't go into Marks and Spencer's, because see, they're a bunch of fucking Tories, and I'm like, I don't fucking, it's not even the Tory thing, it's just they're a bunch of pricks. Do you know what I mean? Like, they're just a bunch of pricks. It's like, fucking, do you know what I mean? I've spoken about how much they annoy me. Everything's been fucking annoying me recently. Everything's been fucking annoying me. What the fuck was I talking about? It's not about leggings. Why was I wearing leggings? I'm not wearing leggings. I bought these because my shoes have been too wee. I was in JD Sports with my youngest, and I was looking at shoes, and I was in Sports Direct a while ago, and I was walking up the fucking escalator. Not walking up the escalator. I don't do that. I'll just stand on the escalator. No one I know really walks on the escalator, which is what you're supposed to do. I think if you're from somewhere with a certain amount of people, see, if the population's mental and you live in a place where there's like loads of fucking folk and you're elbow-to-elbow with people all the time, they walk in escalators. But see, when you live where I live, everyone's like, I'm not really that. Even when I'm in a rush, I'm not that much in a rush. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm not, you know what I mean? I'm like in a lazy rush. But the fucking, we went up this escalator, right? And as I got to the top, the first thing we were met with was the fucking most ridiculous looking footwear I've ever seen in my life, right? Yeezys. I've never even fucking seen them. I know nothing about this shit. I fucking hate shit like that, trainers. I wear one, I've got two pairs of trainers at all times. It used to be I only had one, but now I go out places and I need to wear shoes that aren't covered in paint. Do you know what I mean? So, like, I don't fucking get it. I don't understand it. I don't understand the keeping of shite, I suppose. But we went up and it was like 300 quid. 300 fucking pounds for a pair of the worst looking trainers I've ever seen. Do you know what they look like? They look like someone has just took your shoes and socks off, right? Dipped your feet in hot wax and just fucking put like an old... See those things you get for cleaning the dishes? They're like green. They're a bit rough. If you've ever got, if you've ever got like a stain on your dish and you don't... not your face. You could use it on your face, but it would rip out your skin, but it's a bit rough. Like the rough side of a sponge, do you know what I mean? Like that's what it looks like they've done. It looks like they've took your foot, right, put that green fucking thing over the top of it, spray painted it grey, because they were all fucking grey, grey and black, and then gaffer taped them, and then dipped your foot in hot wax and went £300. Do you know what I mean? And then you do it for both feet. They're the most ridiculous fucking thing I've ever looked at, I've ever seen. They're the shittest looking trainers ever. Like, I remember when I was at school, I get the fucking hole ripped out of me because I had a pair of plastic air bubble high-techs. Do you know what I mean? I remember getting a pair of plastic air bubble high-techs which cracked within the first fucking 2 weeks of me having them because I'm hard on everything. Everything I own gets fucking rattled. Like, nothing gets gently caressed. Everything gets fucking smashed up, do you know what I mean? And these trainers were absolutely no, they're no fucking exception. So I cracked air bubbles on them and my life wasn't worth living. Everybody just took the piss out of me for it. Now it's like, you spend a lot of money on the worst looking trainer I've ever seen in my fuck. Do you know what? They're disgusting. They look horrible, man. And I'm like, £300? Who the fuck is spending £300 on these trainers? I watched a documentary this week. This is where this whole thing has came from, right? I've been watching horror films that they're going out of style. And I've obviously made myself, so I was throwing a thing there just to prove how much of a fucking mentalist I am when it comes to we being too hard on things. What was it called? I never even got all the way through it because I fell asleep halfway through, which was probably the best thing because I was so angry watching it. I was so fucking... The whole time it was on, I was just like... I hate everything to do with this. I hate every single thing to do with this. What was it called? Buy More? It was on Netflix. It just came out the other day. Because I knew... I know half of this stuff anyway, but I just want confirmation that I'm right. That's all I'm looking for. It's just confirmation that I'm right. And I get halfway through it. And then, so it was all about like, just how much shite we're told to buy things that we don't fucking need. And how much people have lied and like do things that are 100% knowingly shit. Like knowingly, there's no way that when you're doing it, you don't know you're being a bastard. Do you know what I mean? And like fucking, and then just allowing it to happen. One of the ones was, oh, I tell you too much in case you want to watch it, right? But one of the things that made me fucking like totally, like I actually had to pause it and go, it's not even people. It's not like I can put a blanket statement down and say it's fucking people. It's a very specific type of person. Do you know what I mean? That just seems to think that the pursuit of green bits of paper is more important than everything fucking else on the planet. And what they were doing was, they were throwing shower gel out, right? And they were putting the shower gel in the bins. And what was happening was the people that were going into the bins, homeless people were going into the bins and taking the shower gel out, right? And using it. So what the company decided to do was they'd make their employees go out and then squeeze all the shower gel into the bin so that people couldn't take it out and use it because they thought it would be damaging to their brand to be seen to be used by homeless people. By homeless people. And I'm just, that for me, I was like, that's fucking, this whole thing, I fucking hate it, man. Like, I just... And then the worst thing is the next day, and I was like, this is the worst, because me and my good lady wife went out the Christmas shopping the next day and tried to get as much of the Christmas stuff done as we could. And I was like, that the whole fucking time I was watching it, I was like, this is just going to make me incredibly angry tomorrow. Everything I'm going to see, I'm just going to be really fucking angry at. And I was. It's just, listen, I don't know what you're into. I don't know what you're into. I don't know if you're into trainers. I don't know if you're into cars. I don't know if you're into wearing a very specific type of clothes. I don't know. I don't know anything about you as an individual listening to this, if that's what you're in, because there's loads of people listening to it, right? All I know is I've never really been motivated by stuff like that. The only time I ever really remember being motivated like by stuff like that was when I was younger. Like, I remember when I was in, like, primary seven, I really wanted a tracksuit because everyone had tracksuits. And I really wanted a Mighty Ducks hat because everybody had Mighty Ducks hats. The next thing I know, I'm walking about with a fucking Mighty Ducks hat and a bright green and purple Lecoq Sportif tracksuit. Do you know what I mean? Looking like a fucking maniac with a bowl cut. Like, a fucking bowl cut. Like, a fucking head case, right? And then, like, when I never really understood clothes after that. But then when I got any, like, music, and I started getting into that sort of stuff, I would want to wear band stuff and like skateboarding brands. And then that only lasted until I got into Nirvana. And then after that, I was just shopping in charity shops. And I still do that. Like, if any, I don't buy. I was in JD. That's what I was doing. I was in JD and I was fucking looking. This is what proves my point. This is me trying to prove my point to you right now, right? I was in JD with my youngest who... shops don't fucking go well with him. He was climbing in and out of stuff. He was trying to hide bits and that. So you run. You know what it's like. See, imagine taking a fucking like an angry wasp into his clothes shop with you, and you just have it in a jar and you let it out, and it just starts a fucking causing chaos. Maybe not an angry wasp, but it would be a fucking a child. Just imagine taking that. So I don't really need another is it a metaphor? I don't really think I need another way to describe it. Just imagine going shopping with a kid that doesn't want to be there. So, and I had to buy a new pair of trainers, and I was looking at, I only really wear Vans trainers now, right? And I was like that, talk about somebody says I don't give a fuck about what I wear. Vans trainers seem to be the only ones that last. Like, they seem to be the only thing that don't end up talking to me in a week. Do you know what I mean? Like auto shoes from The Simpsons, like with a big flappy bit at the front. Like these are the only shoes that don't seem to do that, right? And I was in JD and I was trying to find shoes. He's going absolutely tits, just run about like a dafty. And then the only ones I could find were like £80 size 11 high top Vans. I was like, I have never in my life spent £80 on a pair of trainers. I don't think I've spent, the most I've ever spent on an item of clothing was a suit. Do you know what I mean? Like, I've never bought an individual piece of clothing for that amount of money, because it just fucking, it doesn't ring true. See, if I would be angry the whole time, then when I was handing over the money, I would be instantly regretting handing over the money, and then when I walked out the shop, I'd be like that, what the fuck have I just done? Do you know what I mean? Like, it's not like, I just don't have it in me. Let me take a drink of tea. I'm back on the caffeinated tea bags now, by the way, just so you know. Let me take a wee sip. One a day. I have it at lunchtime. I'm having this one in the morning, though, because I'm doing this. But, like, I just to see what happens, man. Just to see how it goes. Because, and what else have I been doing? I've been doing one day on, one day off of the old special herbs and spices because it's winter. Because it's what I think that has been part of the problem recently. It's because it's been so cold and so dark all the fucking time that I'm like, I just feel like everything's shite. Do you know what I mean? And I've been taking, well, I haven't really been taking vitamin D. I took it twice. I've been taking it twice. But I think that's what part of the problem is. It's proper winter now. And I'm like, this is shite. Like, you can't go out and do anything. And everything's fucking wet all the time. And it's dark quick as fuck. And I feel like I get in for work and then it's dark. And then you're walking about and it's just fucking shite. Do you know what I mean? So what the fuck? Why am I talking about this? Why have I started talking about the weather? It's winter now and all that sort of shit. And I was talking about the tea. I'm back on the tea bags. I'm back on the caffeinated tea bags. That's why I'm still talking about shoes. I was in fucking Sports and Rainwear. Sports and Rainwear is a shop in Salkitts that shut down Sports and Rainwear. But I just assume every sports shop's like that. I bought two pairs of Adidas Samba out there one time because they were selling two pairs of Samba for £70. £70 for two pairs of Adidas Samba. And I went in and bought two pairs because we're like, that's 35 quid each. That's great. I think that's one of the only times I've ever owned two pairs of trainers. But it was, oh, it's a fantastic deal. Let's fucking buy that. I got my first basketball at a straight Sports and Rainwear as well. And my first skateboard. I got a Variflex skateboard at a Sports and Rainwear in Salkotes. And now it's shut, I think it's shut. I'm back on the tea. I think that's what I was saying. The caffeinated tea, but one a day. Just one a day, just at lunchtime. That's what I've been doing. But I've had this one this morning because it's fucking morning. What was I talking about? I'm in JD. I was in JD, right? And I was standing there with my eldest. Not my eldest. He wasn't there. He was away somewhere else with my good lady wife and his mum. And I was like, £80, man. And I was like, I'm fucking refuse. I refuse to spend £80 on a pair of trainers. So I went to the sale rail, which is where I go all the time. That's the first place I go. Clearance. See the big red sticker? I go right straight for the red sticker, right? And I went in and I was looking and I was like, all these are the wrong size. And there was a size 10 Vans high tops for £40, I think it was, or 35. 35 rings a bell. And I went like that, can I try these on? And she brought them out and I was like, fuck it, I'm just wearing these. So I now wear a pair of trainers that are smaller, too small for me, because I refuse to spend the extra £40 in a pair that fit me. I refuse. And then I was out the couple of days after that working at a thing, and I did these new trainers on. I was walking by someone and I tripped over my own feet. And they were like, oh, fuck, watch yourself there. And I was like, it's because my trainers are too small for us. And then I told them the story. I just told them the whole story about me buying trainers that are too small for me. And they were looking at me and they're like, oh, right, it's good that your feet, you can't walk anymore and your feet are in constant pain, but you've saved yourself £40. That's good, son. That's well done. That was a fucking wonderful thing. So I was watching that fucking documentary that I will watch the end of about corporations and how they're just pricks. And then I was like, we're going to do the Christmas shopping, I'm just going to be angry the whole way around here. So I went and I done, is that what I was saying? I'm one day on, one day off of the special herbs and spices. That's what I was talking about, because, let me take a drink, because I have been rattling it again. I've been getting right into it because everything's a bit shite. Like, everything's a bit slow, and I'm bored because I'm in the house and there's nothing really happening and I can't really get out to do anything and I get antsy. And then I know that's when things happen, where I just start doing it every day. Do you know what I mean? Like, for the minute you wake up to the minute you go to sleep, that's when that happens. And I was like, I can't do this. So I've decided I'm going one day on, one day off, just to keep a track on it, man. Just to keep, so it doesn't just turn into a big... Do you know what I mean? So it doesn't turn into a big fucking, this is what you're doing every single day until the sun comes back. Do you know what I mean? Because that's not great. That's not a great way to, that's not a fucking fantastic way to go about your business. Do you know what I mean? And I feel like the way that it's working now is, it's as if the one day the sensible person's there who does all the sensible things and all that and answers the emails and goes and does this thing and makes sure that bit's working, and then the next day the lunatic appears and the lunatic starts sellotaping things together and doing this and doing that and for deciding that he's going to start writing another book and doing all these things, and then the next day the sensible person goes in and goes like, right, we'll need to tidy this up, he's made a fucking absolute tip of this place. That's what it feels like now, and I'm trying to get used to it. Whereas if I don't have a day on, a day off, then what happens is it's just a lunatic. The lunatic just comes out and it's just the madness. Do you know what I mean? So I watched that documentary. We went out shopping and I said to my good lady wife, I was like, I'm going to need to go on the special herbs and spices today because I've got a feeling I'm just going to be angry the whole way around here. Because I'm always angry at that thing, because Christmas, because it is the most, it's fucking ludicrous. That's it. It's ludicrous. It's the most human fucking ludicrous piss you've ever seen in your life. Do you know what I mean? Like, so I was walking about. This is a fucking thing, man. This is a fucking thing. We walked in. I was talking about the plastic thing and how, like, fucking... That's the bit that fucks me off the most, is the plastic thing. The plastic thing really fucking annoys me, because it's almost as if... It's not almost as if it is. They've made it out to be our fucking problem. Like, it's you. You keep buying hundreds of plastic, man. You keep fucking selling it. You keep selling the fucking plastic. Everything's wrapped in fucking plastic and you're blaming me. It's not my fault. And then what they do is they turn around and go, well, do you know what? We'll start charging you for plastic bags. We'll start charging you for plastic bags. Everybody, all that happens now is it's cost you 10 pence to fucking kill a turtle. That's all that's happened. That's the only thing that they've fucking done. It's the same as the fucking sugar tax, man, where they brought that in. It's now just costing you extra money to be diabetic. That's all they're fucking doing, man. So... I'm watching this thing and I'm walking about fucking Tesco going, I genuinely don't want to be here. So I started just trying to look for things that would make me laugh. Things that would make me laugh about how preposterous they are. Like this, for example, right? I was walking through the toy aisle and I was looking at toys because obviously I've got younglings and I have other friends that have younglings and we get them Christmas presents and that. So I'm looking at the fucking toys and all that. And on one of the hooks... And the thing is a pair of skipping ropes, right? And I was like, fucking hell, it's a pair of skipping ropes. And on the skipping ropes, it had a special announcement that said, now with wooden handle. Now with wooden handle. I was like, what the fuck, man? Like, Like, that's the unique selling aspect of skipping ropes now. It's like, well, modern skipping ropes are all made of plastic handles. Here's a wooden fucking handle with a plastic rope wrapped in a bit of fucking plastic. Do you know what I mean? Like, the whole thing's ludicrous. And then when I was walking through the seasonal aisle that was, like, fucking 2 weeks ago was full of pumpkins and fucking black cats. Now it's full of Christmas pish, right? And then I was walking through there and there was a thing. It was do you know what it was? It was an it was an individual skillet for frying or baking brie. That's what it was, right? A skillet that fits a bit of, like, a round fucking bit of brie inside it, and you fry it, right? And I'm assuming that's what you do. And then you just take things and you dip them in. You just dip things in, like a slipper, your finger, clothes pegs, your elbow, whatever. Do you know what I mean? Eating brie off your elbows. That's what you're doing. But the best thing about it was the fact that on the box it said in big letters, brie not included. Brie not included. Fucking tremendous. Tremendous. There's a wee brie skillet, right? But people are so fucking... I think that's what the thing is. I think that they seem to think that we're all fucking idiots. That's what I think it is. I think they think we're all fucking stupid. So they need to put stuff like that on it so that when you buy it and you don't go up the road, you don't phone Tesco and go, I bought a brie skillet and there was no brie. Now you tell me where I'm going to find the correct size of brie to fit into my brie skillet. Do you know what I mean? It's fucking pish. I hate it. And then the other thing was, after we do all that shit and all that, we went to the, what do you call that place? The drink aisle. The poison aisle. Where you go down and you start buying drink for people. And it's just little bottles of poison. Do you know what I mean? Like, here's a litre of poison. It's just, fuck it. I don't like it, man. Let me take a drink of tea. But watching that thing, the other thing that really fucking annoyed me. So, like, I've stopped doing it. I don't buy new technology anymore. I haven't bought a new piece of technology for a bit, probably from since I started doing this podcast, right? Because the amount of waste, and plus there's always a little bit in me that's like, fuck you, I'm no doing it. Like that, there's always a wee bit in my head that goes, fuck you, I'm no doing it. And what happened was, so I've got it there, it's there. It's a huge, big, massive, I've had it for years. It's about fucking, I don't know how old that is, maybe about 10, it's older than my children, this Mac. I bought it years ago, a big, massive iMac thing. And when I started, about 6 months ago, when I was still in my unit, I was trying to update one of the Adobe Photoshop things, a Premiere or something, so I could do something with it, and it came up going that the operating system no longer supports this Adobe thing. I was like, fuck, right, I need to upgrade my operating system. So then I go in to look and upgrade my operating system. It goes like that, your computer no longer, the thing that you've bought off us will no longer work with this thing that we've made. And you're like, that, fuck you, Apple, you absolute bunch of fucking cunts. So I don't, like, I'm done. I'm finished. But that Kindle that I bought, that I started reading again with the light in it, and that was a second-hand one. I went and I got one of the pre-used ones for CEX because I was like, fuck you, I'm not fucking doing it anymore. I refuse to take part in this fucking pish. Like, it's the thing with one of the things that were in this fucking documentary, man. It's the same as when that Seaspiracy happened. I don't know if you watched that Seaspiracy, but people were watching that Seaspiracy. I was talking to someone after that who went, oh, I switched that halfway through. I switched that off halfway through because I like prawn mayonnaise sandwiches too much. Do you know what I mean? Do you know what I mean? Like, I couldn't watch the truth. I couldn't watch the thing about us fucking destroying the planet a lot because I like prawn mayonnaise sandwiches too much. I'm addicted. I'm addicted to prawn mayonnaise sandwiches, and now I couldn't watch the whole thing because it was taking my lunch time away from me. Like, that's the bit. I am not saying that you need to be militant about anything. I'm not saying that. I think that the way that it works is, sorry, there was a wee thing there. I don't know if you've seen it. It was like a wee, I don't know what it was. It was like a hair. It looked like a wish, but it wasn't a wish. If I had a wish, I know what I'd wish for. I've been doing a lot of wishing recently. The fucking, what was I talking about? Let me take a drink of tea. What was I actually fucking saying there, man? Getting distracted by floating things and all that. What the fuck was I talking about, man? Like, I think the only thing you do is make up your own code of conduct. That's it. Like, like the rules, if you live by them and you've got your thing and this is what you do and you feel comfortable in that, way of living. That's absolutely fine. That's fine. You do your fucking thing. But, right, when you are shown something that makes you feel like you should change a part of your life or you should adopt a different thing or take on a different attitude, you can't fucking ignore it. You can't. That's it. That's the only thing that I think you should be asked as a human being, is see when you are shown something that you don't agree with and it makes you feel a thing and you start to question your own beliefs, you can't fucking ignore it. You can't fucking ignore it. You're not allowed to ignore it. You need to fucking go, oh, well, why am I feeling like this? Why do I feel compelled to switch this off this documentary? Because I like prawn mayonnaise sandwiches too much. Could I live without prawn mayonnaise sandwiches? Fucking probably. Is there another sandwich out there that's even fucking better than prawn mayonnaise sandwiches? Who fucking knows? Who fucking knows? But I was watching it, right, and it was a bit where it was Apple had done this fucking thing. Those fucking earbuds. See those, like, I've got a pair of Bluetooth. Actually, I lied earlier. I bought them new, but I tried to buy them secondhand. I bought a pair of noise-cancelling Bose headphones from CEX, right? And when I left and tried to pair them onto my phone, they wouldn't pair. So I went back and they were like that, we can't fix them, so we can only offer you a refund. I was like, oh, right, cool. Because he didn't have any other ones in. And I was like, I really fucking want a pair of these noise-cancelling headphones. And then I was like, do you know what, man? I'm always going to use them. Like, there's never going to be a point where I turn and go, that's me done with listening to music now. That's me finished. I gave up the prawn mayonnaise sandwiches and listening to Nirvana because I watched the documentary. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's the... So I bought them new, but like I don't know how long I've had them now, maybe a year and a half. There's a case there. So like that, they were one of the last things that I bought new. But I'm fucking over it. But when fucking those earbuds, right? This is the fucking thing. So what Apple have done? This is what they've fucking done. You might know this. You might be aware of this. If you are, you're probably going, I fucking know. So what they've done is they put a battery inside the headphones that lasts 2 years. That's it. It only lasts 2 years, right? You can't open them up. You can't replace the battery. You're not allowed to. You can't do it, right? They've made it in such a way where you can't get in and replace anything at Disney if it's broken, right? And then what they've done is they've removed the fucking headphone, the 3.5 millimeter jack from the iPhone, so that you need to buy a pair of wireless fucking headphones. Do you see what I'm saying here? They're a bunch of lying fucking cunts. All of them. All of them. It's the same way, like, right, so, what was the name of that guy? I know fuck all about these kind of things. There was another thing I was going to say, but what will I say first? I'll say them both. So what happened was, see the fucking, what is the name of that guy? He took the knee during the American National Anthem. So he did. And then, I don't know his name, and then Nike decided they were going to make him a shoe or a trainer or something, right? And then he put it out. So what happened was, when they done that, right, all the pure mad fucking writers and all the pure mad fucking lefters, because they're all fucking head cases. They're all head cases, right? So the writers are going absolutely fucking tits because this guy disrespected the national anthem. Should be an American accent. And disrespected the national anthem because of the fucking, he took a fucking knee. And the left folk are going, that's fucking great that he took a fucking knee because fuck the American national anthem. And Nike are going, we don't give a fuck. We don't give a fuck. Just buy your fucking trainers. And they play us all like fools. It's the same as with the fucking Skittles. When Skittles go, right, it's Pride Month. It's Pride Month now. So all our Skittles are black and white. They're going to be colourless because we've got rainbows all the way through the year. We support all the fucking, I don't know what you call it, the LGBTQ plus whatever it is. That thing, not out of fucking disrespect, just because I don't know all the letters off the top of my head. Like, I don't even remember my fucking phone number. But like, that's the, they don't give a fuck. See if they cared. See if they actually gave a fuck. See when it was like, when there was people fucking getting killed. Do you know what I mean? When they were fucking, when people found out that someone was gay and they fucking made their life hell, they'd have fucking said something. See if they actually gave a fuck, they'd have said something then. It's dead fucking easy to turn around and go like that after it's happened. Go, well, we wouldn't, see when it was happening. We wouldn't have ever have agreed with it. Oh, is that fucking right? Do you know what I mean? That's the fucking bit where I'm like, they don't give a fuck. As long as you buy their shite, they'll tell you fucking anything. So, I was doing a thing last week, right? And a thing came up in my head and I was like, right, so let me, I'm going to say it first, right? I'll give you a bit of, I'll give you a bit of backstory. Let me take a drink of tea, then I'll give you a bit of backstory, right? So know how I've been talking about stand-up comedy for 2 years and I've still not done it yet because I'm a fucking... I don't know. I'm doing it. It's fucking happening. I've been writing things down that come into my head, right? Just write them down as they come into my head if I'm like, ah, it might be worth exploring, right? And one of the things that I wrote was, do you think that David Jason? That's his name. Do you think if David Jason didn't have a willy, he'd still be working? That's what I said. That's what came into my head, right? When I was out cycling. And I wrote it down. And then I was like, let me explain what I mean by that, right? So David, I don't know if you know who David Jason is. David Jason is Del Boy. That's who he is, Del Boy. He was in Open All Hours. He was in fucking Hunters and stuff, man. But he's Del Boy. That's who David Jason is. He's Del Boy, right? He was on the TV. I never seen it on the TV. I seen it on the internet. I never even seen him actually say it. What I seen was a picture of him and then someone writing what he said, which could be bullshit, right? But what I'd seen was he'd said something along the lines of that he's struggling to get work because he's too old and he can't get a job, right? And then I thought, right, oh, hold on a fucking minute, see? Right, so, when I say this, right, I'm not being sexist. Fucking usually when someone turns around and goes, like, I'm not being sexist when I say this, but I'm being sexist. No, what I'm trying to say is this, right? We live in a world where things are trying to... People, individuals who have been held down for years because of something that is out with their control. For example, what they've got in between their legs. No one was asked to be born anything, right? We just all fucking appeared. We never... Do you know what I mean? It's not like someone... There's a big line of people and they go, you are short. You fancy going to Earth for a bit? Do you know what I mean? Like, it's not like that. It's fucking definite and all that. You just appear and that's it, right? And then not only do you just appear, you appear somewhere on the planet. So you might appear and have a fucking KA22 fucking postcode and that's you Scottish, right? Or you might not. You might live somewhere where it's fucking war-torn or there's like horrible shit happening and all that sort of stuff. And you've had fuck all to do with it. You just fucking appear. That's it, right? So for a long, long, I don't know if you're aware of this, but for a long, 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 long time, right, people, individuals have been held down by the man, by the same people that sold them fucking Skittles and told them that their trainers should look like melted fucking wellies. That's the same people have held them down. Now those people that held them down for fucking ages are going like that. Well, if you buy our stuff, we'll help you up. That's just what we'll do. We'll fucking help you climb the ladder. So I like to think of it as this, right? I like to think of it as a needle on a... See one of those wee fucking, like an EPK meter for Ghostbusters. Like, no, one of those things where it's like a fucking needle and it's like, there's a zero and then the other side of it's like a 10 or whatever, right? I think it's like that, right? So I think if the needle's in the middle, what happens is they pulled it back. In the case of women, for example, they pulled it back for fucking years and held it fucking down, man. So it's like, you don't get devote, you just work in the kitchen, you do what I fucking tell you to do. And then what happens is, it starts to come up a bit and people start to get fucking rights and they get to do things and all that sort of stuff, right? But if you take it in music, for example, think about it musically, right? When I was listening to Dr. Dre and it was all fucking bitches and fucking all that sort of shit and the bee hutches and talking about fucking cars and like all that sort of shit, and it was all about how many fucking women you've got and all that, and all the videos, all the music videos was all fucking people in their pants jumping about the place and all that, right? That happened, right? And it was holding down this thing where it was just like, well, it's a commodity. That woman person is a commodity, right? We've got more women than other folk, so we are better. That's what perpetuated was that thing. And because what happens is when the tension starts to break, it swings the other way and you get wet ass pussy. That's what happens. That's how it happens. That's how I think it happens, right? You hold down something for so long that the needle starts to fucking swing like this. So it goes through wet ass pussy to bee hutches to fucking that, and it does all that, right? And I think that's what's happened with the David Jason thing, because I've been watching loads of stuff, right, with my good lady wife, and I've been like that. One of the things we watched the other day, and Glenn Close was in it, and I was like, what fucking ages? It was one thing we were watching, and Steve Martin was in it, and I was like, what age is fucking Steve Martin? So I'd be looking, and I was like, fucking Steve Martin's 75. So that made me go on a pure thing looking at actors and actresses and fucking people that are old, right? And I was like, fucking, that's mad, because there would have been a point where, like, See if we were like 30, see if this was 30 years ago now, say this was 1994, right? Glencoe was 75, she wouldn't get work. She wouldn't get work. Like, she wouldn't have got any work. The only work she would have got is had been a witch. Or, do you know what I mean? Or something like that. Like, or being fucking naked in a Rob Zombie film. That would have been it, right? That's what she would have, the opportunities she would have because she was a woman. I think that's fairly fucking, not that it's obvious, but I think that's fairly sensible to say that. Like, that, if it was 30 years ago, that's what would have happened. So because the needle swung the other way and it's, oh, fuck, this is great. Like, folk are getting, like, there's more opportunities out there and people aren't being fucking told you can't work anymore because of your age. And then I was thinking about the David Jason thing and I was like, see, if he was a woman, do you think he'd still be working? Do you know what I mean? Because they have made all these roles for other people because it's like, well, we need to because the needle's swinging the other way and we can't just do that to people anymore. But then what happens is folk like David Jason go, I can't get a work because I'm old and I've got a dick. Like that, that's it. So when I'd said that, I was like, is that me being a pure fucking horrible sexist person? Am I being that? Or am I saying something ludicrous then trying to justify it, which is all what everything is. Do you know what I mean? It's saying something then trying to justify why you said it. So that came out of my head and I wrote it down and I phoned my mate and I was and I told him it and he started laughing. He goes, like, what the fuck do you mean? And I explained it to him. He goes, I think you've kind of got a point. And I was like, well, I'll keep that there. Now I've said it because I was going absolutely tits about these fucking documentaries. I've been watching loads of horror films. That's what I've been doing the majority of my time. I watched Smile 2. I think I've been watching too many. I think that's what the problem is. I think I've been watching too many horror films and what it's done is it's made everything a bit slow for me. Like, it's, oh, I've got a horrible fucking feeling because I'm watching death constantly. Do you know what I mean? Like, imaginary death, not like I'm watching the news because I don't watch the news because that's real death. Do you know what else fucking annoyed me, right? That's fucking, I think what's happening is you're starting to see a real change in the way that people think. I genuinely believe it. I know a lot of people think that, oh, it's fucking, the world's terrible and everybody's an idiot and all that. I don't believe that. I don't believe that. I know I say it. But I've not got a problem with donkeys either. That's you won't get that unless you've bought a copy of the guide. You'll need to buy a copy of the guide or there'll be certain jokes that I'll say now. You'll be like, why does he keep talking about donkeys? What is he saying about Frank? What is his fucking problem with donkeys? Let me take a drink of tea. Robert F. Kennedy. Right, that guy, Robert F. John's brother, right? I'm sure he was fucking the most anti-McDonald's person on the fucking planet at one point. And then there was a photo of him put out the other day of four rich white guys on a private jet enjoying a McDonald's. And I was like, this is fucked, man. This whole thing's fucked. Like, and their profits have went down. Like, the amount of money McDonald's is making has started to go down. They've started to lose money. So watch what they do. Watch what they do. Watch how things start to change because they start losing money. See if everybody for one day just went, don't buy a fucking thing from Amazon. Don't buy a thing for one day. Watch what happens. Watch what happens. Because as soon as the money gets affected, that's when they change. That's when they change their stance. We've always loved gay people. That's when they change their fucking stance. Is when they when the money gets affected. And it's the same thing as what I was saying about that fucking boxing thing. It's like, just, it's all about the money. That's all they've ever fucking thought about. And I don't think there's anything more obvious than that when you're doing your Christmas shopping and you're walking about going, this is fucking stupid, man. Like, why are we doing this? Why the fuck are we doing this? Like, how is this spreading goodwill and peace to all men? Buying Cadbury's chocolate. Buying Cadbury's chocolate from Cadbury's who are cunts and owned by Kraft. Owned by the same people who own the fucking cheese. Who have been poisoning us for fucking years. And we're like, well, I'll show you how much I love you by buying you something that'll eventually fucking kill you. That's how much I love you, mum. Here's a fucking bottle of poison. That's the bit where I'm like, it just fucking makes me really fucking angry. And I can't get it out of my head and then I'm angry about it for days. And then it's all, everything's fucked. But I've been watching loads of horror films. Fucking hell, I apologise. I totally apologise for that. That absolute outburst. This might be the one where people listen to it and go, oh, he's lulled us into this false sense of security that he's a nice person, but really he's a pure bigot. Really, he's a pure bigot and he hates Glenn Close and he loves David Jason. Do you know what I mean? Like, he's fucking, I've got like a wee voodoo doll of Glenn Close in my in my house that I stab with pins because I don't like her because she's old. Do you know what I mean? She's too old to be in the TV. Fuck her. Like, it's not like that. Do you know what I mean? But it is a thing. Like, it is definitely a thing where it's like, and I think what the special herbs and spices do to me is it allows me to detach from that fucking sense of being not, do you know what I mean? Like, being attached to some sort of fucking human ideal and then remove myself and look at it and go, oh, I'm so glad I'm not one of the humans, man. I'm so fucking glad I'm an alien. I'm so happy that I'm not even from this fucking planet. Like, it's madness, man. It's madness. But anyway, I've been watching loads of fucking horror films. And the horror film thing I get into later in life because I'm a shitebag. And my mum was never really into horror films. And because my mum would have been terrified, I remember, like, was it The Exorcist? She promised me. She said, God, promise me. Promise me you never watch The Exorcist. I remember her saying that to me. And I don't know what age I was. I was probably like 9. Going, I don't even know what it is, but I'll never do it. She also made me promise never to play the Ouija board. Never play the Ouija. Don't go up. If, listen, I don't care what you do. I don't care how much drugs you smoke. But for fuck's sake, don't play the Ouija board. And I never have. I never have done that sort of thing, right? But, like, I get into horror films later in life. Freddy, Nightmare on Elm Street. I remember seeing a picture of Freddy Krueger in the Daily Record TV guide section one day and I never slept for 3 days. Just a picture. Just a fucking picture of him. And as I got older, I was like, I wonder what this is all about. And I was in, was it FOP? I was in FOP when I was, because that's one thing that I did spend my money on for years was just fucking books. Books, CDs and movies. And games. That was it. I'd have 3 pairs of clothes, 1 pair of socks to do me a whole week, and I'd have all the Freddy Krueger films. Do you know what I mean? Like, I've got them. They're still in my loft. There is fucking millions of them up in my loft that I need to dig out and get rid of. But, like, the Alfred Hitchcock box set, I'd rather have that and have a hole in my pants. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's, I just haven't, this silver jacket's absolutely covered in paint. Like, I'm not motivated by that sort of thing. But when I got the Freddy Krueger box set, the Nightmare on Elm Street box set from FOP, I think, and I went home, and I watched them all, and I was like, I fucking love this. So I went on a pure horror film thing, and I collected loads of horror films, and the more obscure and the more disgusting and the more beast movie type of thing, the better. And that's what I've done for fucking years. And then I kind of stopped watching them as much. But, like, the last week, I have been rinsing anything scary. Anything scary. And I don't think they scare me as much. One of the films, there was two films, right? Two films scared me so much that I didn't sleep, right? The first one was, and this is going to sound stupid because I don't think, if I watched it again now, but I don't think this is scary, and it was The Strangers. I watched The Strangers. When I started to get back into horror, when I started to get into horror films, I watched The Strangers, and my mate came over one night to my house, and we watched The Strangers, and we were about halfway through, and I was like, I'm terrified, mate. And he's like, look at my leg. And his leg was pure fucking, like, pure shaking and all that. And I was like, man, maybe this is really scary. Maybe I should stop watching this. And the other film was, I remember this clear as day, man. Me and my pal Kyle had stayed up very, very, very late, or early, depending on whether the glass is half full or half empty. We'd stayed up till the very early morning, so we had. And eventually Kyle passed out on the couch, and I was flicking through channels, and the horror channel used to be on number 330, so it did, and I put it on, and it was Nosferatu. See, the very first 1912, I think it came out, Nosferatu, and I watched that at, like, at stupid o'clock in the morning. My mate's sleeping on the couch watching this thing, and there was one bit in particular, right, where, so Nosferatu is, there's a woman on the other side of the world, I think, or somewhere else, and Nosferatu's like, fucking doing all his dirty, horrible vampire stuff, ooh, and he's going to do horrible things to her and all that, right? And she's like, oh, don't do that, but you can't hear her say that because it's a silent film, so she's like, ah. And then a thing comes up and says, don't do that. And I realise now, if I'd done that in the audio version, you'd be like, I don't know what the fuck that guy done. I'll be trying to figure this out, how to get my videos onto Spotify so people can watch them, but I think I need to start another account, and it's really fucking annoying me that I need to now start another account when I've got all my stuff that I don't know what to do. I might need to phone Spotify and go, hello, I know yous are really busy being pricks and that, but do yous have any opportunities for somebody like me and not just like Joe Rogan to put their videos on it, because I've seen other people do it. So I was watching Nosferatu, right? And there's a bit where she's lying in her bed and it cuts and it goes to like this building where he's living and he's standing at the window, just looking out the window with his mad fucking big eyes and his teeth and all that, right? And then it cuts and then he's at the window with a woman. And I fucking shat myself. I couldn't walk by a window for weeks. I couldn't walk by, even at my mum's house. Like, see, because I'm still living with my mum. My mum's living room looks out onto the main road and it's a big fucking window and you need to walk by the front of the window to get in. And for ages, I'd be walking by that window going, don't fucking look in, don't fucking look in, don't look in. Like, because I am, my mind runs rampant with that shit. That's why I think horror films, they sort of things scare me as much, because I can't get out of my head. I remember, I never watched Star Wars for years. I didn't watch Star Wars until my mate Sean said, have you ever seen Star Wars? I was like, no, man. Like, because he got, him and my pal Kevin got me into films, and my pal Stevie, they all got me into films. And Sean was like that, take this up the road. He gave me the Godfather box set. He's like, go watch them. Third one's shite. First two are absolutely tremendous. And then he gave me the first three Star Wars films, right? But I remember years ago when I was a wee boy, walking into my auntie's house, and one of my uncles was playing Star Wars. Was like, had a Star Wars on the thing, and it was Jabba the Hutt, and I was terrified of Jabba the Hutt. That was me. I couldn't sleep for weeks, worried about Jabba the Hutt, and I didn't even know who he was. I didn't know what his name was. He was just this big fucking weird looking slug thing, and that was me. And then one time we were at school, through the dragon's eye, I don't know if you remember this, through the dragon's eye, which was one of the things when they wheeled the TV in. I was talking to my younglings about it the other day. They watch News Round. They watch News Round, and because there's a few things they've said to me about current events. And they've said it, and they were like, how the fuck do you know what that is? And they were like, oh, we watch Newsround at school. And I was like, oh, good. That's a good thing. I remember watching Newsround, but not at school. But I remember watching Newsround when I was growing up and going, oh, yeah, aye, the ozone layer. We'll need to do something about that, Mum. We'll need to do something about the ozone layer because the people in the Newsround are saying that it's fucked. Do you know what I mean? Maybe I should watch Newsround. Maybe that's the only news I can watch. Because it seems as if when it comes to news, people don't really want to lie to kids, but they'll lie to adults all the fucking time. They'll just lie to us all the time, but at a certain age, maybe it's like 16, when you can actually go to war, when you can actually go and fight in a war, that's when they'll go, ah, we need to start lying to them now. We need to start lying to them. And we watched Through the Dragon's Eye, and there was this mad big fucking crow thing in it, and that terrified me. Terrified me. And when I stayed in my old house, we lived in a flat. When we stayed in my old house, my next door neighbour had a big tree in the back door, and during the winter, it was just the fucking branches coming up the window and all that sort of shit, and it would terrify me, because it looked like the crow, it looked like this big crow's chest thing, and it was really scary. So aye, man, let me take a drink of tea. There is something I want to say. There's a couple of things I want to say about something I said last week. So see, last week, when I was talking about the Corporation T-shirt sticker thing, right, I know that I've just went an absolute fucking tirade abuse about Skittles and wet ass pussy and all that sort of stuff, right? And now I'm going to make a load of fucking cheap stickers and sell them to people. I know, I understand what I'm saying. I know the fucking hypocrisy, right? But the way I'm thinking about running it is, see, so to the 1,000 fans who are signed up to the 1,000 fans, I think what part of the problem is that I've been doing is, I've been trying to do a new thing every 3 months and bringing it out sort of thing. Really what I would like to do is, I said this in my first newsletter that I put out. Oh, there's another thing I want to speak to you about. The newsletter thing about how, so it's £3 a month, right? £3 a month, every 3 months you'll receive something, right? It was like a raffle. I don't think that's the way to do it, right? I think the way to do it is, every 3 months, you'll receive one of these limited edition things from one of these companies. Corporation T-shirt, Eggman Records, one of these things. That's what you'll get. And I use the money that they pay me to do to create the product to then sell on to other consumers that aren't part of the 1,000 fans thing. I think that's the way to do it. Because in the first email I ever sent, I said, I consider you my shareholders, right? Which is, ah, fuck it, am I going to tell you about it, I'm still trying to figure it out, I'm trying to find 1,000 things, I'm trying to find 1,000 things that I have made, right? So if I go through my back catalogue of music, I think I've recorded, I don't know, maybe 50 or 60 songs, right? I've got 92 podcasts, I have painted umpteen fucking walls, I've got umpteen videos on YouTube and all that sort of stuff. My plan is, and it has been my plan for fucking years, right, is to create NFTs. I know it's part of the fucking problem in it, because they are, the NFT thing's just fucking, this is the way I want to do it, this is the way I want to do the NFT thing, right, is each website that I make, corporationt-shirt.com, for example, will have a bit where you can go in and see all the things that have been made under the Corporation T-shirt banner, right? Each one of them will be assigned to a 42-digit number, which would become an NFT. Anyone that is part of the 1,000 fans will receive one of these NFTs once I've got the whole thing set up. That's what it is, the 1,000 fan theory. Then what would happen is, in the back end of that, right, so the way I've been doing it is in floppy disks. I bought them months ago, years ago, and I bought them all floppy disks, and I put all these individual numbers on them, right? And they will then eventually turn into these NFTs, but there'll be a smart contract put in the back of it. So what would happen is, if you went to, so say for example, you had the floppy disk that contained the NFT of Dead Man Walking, the song Dead Man Walking that I wrote, right? If you then went to sell that back on, 20% of that, I think, would go back to me. So if you had that, because you've got it, because you're part of the 1,000 fans, what would happen is, when you go to sell that on to someone else, because I need to live my life thinking that I'm going to be an absolute fucking megastar. Do you know what I mean? Like, not a megastar, but like a fucking respected creative. I can't go through my life pretending that I'm not good at things. Like, I can't fucking do that, because then nothing good will happen. Like, I have to have that belief where I'm like, no, what you're doing is fucking important, man. So when the value goes up and that gets sold on, the member of the 1,000 fans would make money off selling a floppy disk that they've already paid for that's attached to a non-fungible token. And I would make 20% off the back end of that sale. And every time it transfers, I would make money off the back of it through these 1,000 different things. Because I was watching a thing about Picasso, and someone was like, it's the amount that he created is the most impressive thing. He'd done over nearly 1,000 paintings. And I was like, oh, fucking really? I've done fucking loads of shit. Like, I was like, but just no one knows. No one knows that I've made it. Like, that's what got me fucking thinking about it. So that's happening with the 1,000 fans thing. But for the foreseeable future, what I'm going to be doing is, every 3 months, a very specific limited edition thing from one of the 5 companies or 6 companies of Under the Walrus umbrella will come to your door. I'm still sorting it out. I'm still trying to figure this thing out in my head. What was the other thing I was going to talk about? I'm going to get back into the email marketing, right, and start. So if you're not signed up to my newsletter, go to my website and sign up to my newsletter. But what I'm thinking about doing is writing all my newsletters from the perspective of the Eggman, so that it's not me that writes them, but it is me that writes them, but it's the Eggman that writes them. And the Eggman's my biggest advocate. The Eggman is like my Paul Heyman. If you're into wrestling, that's what it is. I'm an Eggman guy. So whenever something's been happening, I'm like, is this a good opportunity? I think to myself, and I've said this before, I think to myself, what would the Eggman say? And the Eggman then goes in with none of the bullshit and then takes all the fucking emotional bit out. And it's like, no, this is what's happening. So I'm thinking about all my marketing stuff to go out under the voice of the Eggman, so that it's this part of this story that I'm trying to tell about the Eggman, the Penguin, the T-shirt, the expert, and Stupid Bloody Tuesday films, which I've not really Tuesday. It doesn't even, that one's the only one that doesn't really roll the same. Like the T-shirt, the Eggman, the Penguin, the Texpert, Stupid Bloody Tuesday doesn't really fucking, it doesn't run the same, do you know what I mean? So that's what I'm going to do. And there was another thing I was going to speak to you about. After this episode, I'm doing my live Q&A thing in Cowinan Library tomorrow. After this goes out, you won't know that's happened. So I don't even know why I'm talking about it. Why the fuck am I talking about it? Let's just leave it here. Thank you very much for your time, because it's the most important thing you've got, and I will catch you next time on Confessions of a Walrus Chaser.